was going to do that thing.
Do that thing.
You have to pause it.
I'm not going to pause it. We've literally, it's been 4 seconds. Oh, just do it.
I haven't reversed it.
I thought that you'd remembered it or something like that. I thought that you were just like fluent and like you hadn't told us. Go on then.
Buenos días, bienvenidos al mala desayuno. Está aquí con Owen y Steph. Owen, ¿qué desayunaste?
What?
¿Qué desayunaste?
What?
¿Qué desayunaste?
I don't like gymnastics.
You're an idiot.
Say it one more time.
Owen, ¿qué desayunaste?
Je mange le petit déjeuner.
¿Y tú, Steph?
I'm so confused. Bacon sandwich? Is that the right answer?
That is the right answer.
Apart from I think it'd be le sandwich bacon.
It's not French. You sound French.
I always be in French.
Spanish.
I don't speak any Spanish. Oh. That was good. Okay. What else have you got to say?
That's it. I don't know any other Spanish.
Oh, okay.
Fiesta?
Siesta?
Shall we? Should we turn this shit off?
What did you have for breakfast? Let's do it in English.
I had a bacon sandwich.
What about you, Steph?
A bacon sandwich.
I had a bacon sandwich too.
Bacon sandwich.
That's a coincidence.
From Day's. Yeah. Day's Bakery in Hitchin.
Yeah.
50 quid, boom.
50 quid.
It was all right, wasn't it? It was probably one of the softest breads that I've encountered this year.
Because they cooked really it all soft fresh. Bread. That's why I like getting it from there. Although the bacon
I went
wasn't
to a tea room a few days ago over towards Bishop Stortford, and I had the single best crumpet that I've ever eaten in my entire life. It was just a tea room on the way to Bishop Stortford. I think it was called Rosie Lee's.
I
like crumpets.
It was the best crumpet that I've ever had.
What was so good about it?
Bar none. It was like, it was just perfection. I can't say any more than that.
Was it like crisp, like slightly crisp on the outside and soft on the inside?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Shall we go?
Like right now?
Well, not you. You've already fucking been.
Jesus Christ.
Leave this twat to do the podcast on his own.
But then one day we can all go. That'd be nice.
Okay. How's that then? We are recording.
News! News!
News.
News.
Right, the big news, I think, on everyone's lips. It's not Wimbledon, it's not, like, you know, the budget. There's going to be a James Bond musical and John Barrowman's going to star in it.
Yeah?
What do you think about that?
Have you made this up?
No, it's fact. It's in the paper.
They always do facts.
Is it going to be a bit like, say, the Queen musical where they just, like, use all the themes, for example, and then they somehow write a story about it?
I thought you meant there was a musical about the Queen just then. No, but you were about We Will Rock You.
We'd only have one song.
Yeah. Would it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, are they going to do that? Do you know anything about it?
No, should we have a look?
I feel like James Bond being like James Bond and...
He's not crying out for a musical, is
no.
he? No. Especially he's a bit made too by John Barrowman.
He's sorry?
He's a bit too suave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't see him breaking out into song after...
Well, shake and rattle and roll, not stir.
The thing is, like, if they were going to do that, why haven't they got the guy that was in Mamma Mia that was James Bond, Pierce Brosnan? Play the lead role.
Have you seen Mamma Mia?
No.
Have you seen Piers Brosnan sing?
No.
He does this thing with his eyebrows that, like, they move. Like, they've got, like, their own part in the thing. I went to see it with my mum, and, like, we got told off by these old women who were singing, clapping along, because we were just wetting ourselves the whole time. I'll show you a clip of him later.
Mm.
Well, they could have used that Dominic kid, who is the other one in Mamma Mia.
It doesn't have to be someone in Mamma Mia to play James
Bond. Yeah, but I just thought he can sing, and he's quite manly. Is my thought, although he's
What, you say Barrowman's not manly? I mean, to be fair, like, in all seriousness, like, Barrowman has played quite a cool character in that Torchwood.
Yeah, I'm not, like, disputing...
Can I throw something out there? Like, I've sort of played along that now, and you've got no idea who you're talking about.
Who John Barrowman is?
No. You know John.
I thought you were talking about Michael Barrymore initially. And I thought, that's weird.
I've played along.
When you see him, you'll...
I don't know if I will. Okay. Yeah, I've never seen him before in my life.
You haven't?
No.
Right, well, basically he's a Scottish man that pretends to be English, and then when he's in Scotland, he goes back to being Scottish.
A bit like Andy Murray.
Yeah.
Exactly like Andy Murray. He'd be a better Bond. No, he wouldn't.
No, he'd be the worst. Who would really you have would. If you could have your pick of anyone? Apart from yourselves.
I'd go with Piers Brosnan, definitely. I think. No.
I hate Piers Brosnan.
Okay.
Well, no, you can still have
Bruno Mars.
No, again.
Frank Bruno.
It needs to be like there's something about Bond that's like a little bit grumpy, but in a good way. Like I don't. Bruno Mars, I think, is a bit too American, a bit too flashy. He'd have to be English, wouldn't he? Yeah. That's like Idris Elba. Obviously, there was the whole issue with people saying he was going to be Bond, and he was like, "Why can't it happen?" But I hate Idris Elba.
I'm going to play along.
I don't know who that
I'm
is.
I'm not going to play along. I've got no idea who you're talking
Luther,
about.
Luther.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Vandross or...
No. What else is he? He's been in loads of stuff. The Wire. Have you ever watched The Wire?
No.
Oh, God.
Merlin. He was in Merlin. No, he wasn't.
He does all the adverts for Sky as well.
Okay, well, should we talk about Sky some more?
Okay, you'll now see the obvious issue with why people...
It's not Johnson, is it?
No, it's not Johnson.
He looks a bit like Johnson.
He does look a bit like Johnson.
In that picture.
But he, yeah. Oh, well, this is
Radio Gold.
Yeah.
It's just like you showing us a bunch. It's you showing Owing a bunch of pictures that he doesn't know. But anyway, like, who would you have?
Beckham.
Oh, I don't think he's
singing
do it.
And. I really like Daniel Craig as a James Bond.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine him singing in his budgie smugglers.
Who?
Yeah, Daniel Craig, like the current James Bond.
I don't think he'd do the musical version.
No, but I don't think Beckham would necessarily be...
Yeah, that man can do anything.
Can he?
Yeah. And obviously hanging out with Victoria all this time, like some of the singing must have rubbed off, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the main news that we're going to
talk about. No, the main news for me was that Gary Neville's joined the Charlatans on guitar.
Yeah?
Yeah. What?
It's about... No, continue.
What?
I don't think it's up there with, like...
The Barrowman bombshell.
I don't think it's up there with, like, Johnny Depp joining...
Oasis.
Yeah.
No?
No.
I think it's similar, though.
Is it?
Do you think they do that thing where maybe he's on there and he's, like, got his guitar on that and it's plugged into an amp, but the amp isn't actually switched on and he's just up there, yeah, guys.
To say he's joined the Charlatans, I think he joined them for one song.
Yeah, but that's like, well, you could say Wayne Rooney is part of Stereophonics. Like, how many times is he, they're like his favourite band, aren't they? He's got the tattoo on the arm.
He doesn't sing or anything with them, does he?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he has.
Really?
I don't think he does.
Oh. Oh, no, I think it's karaoke. That's the same thing, right?
I mean, there have been some celebs that have sort of done well in music, like Keanu Reeves, Dog Star.
Did you know that Steven Seagal was in a band?
Really?
Yeah. I played at this venue in Baltimore, and they had pictures of all the different players. And there was your Johnny Cash's, like your Bon Jovi's, yeah.
Steven Seagal.
And Kevin Bacon, he's another one that was in a band.
Yeah. Bruce Willis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There have been some good ones. Like, Bruce Willis is probably my favourite.
This isn't
one.
Obviously the same thing, but Taylor Momsen is...
Bruce Willis should play the Bond in the musical.
The Bond?
Well, can we not stick with English people?
Okay.
That Jared Leto...
Yeah, 30 Seconds to Mars. That's probably the best example of it, actually.
What, better than Kevin Bacon?
Well, no, as in, like, being so successful in...
At both
things.
I don't know who that is.
Although, apparently,
Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, yeah, but would you call an acting career successful?
Yeah, man.
I think there's a difference between like sort of playing guitar and being in a cool
Will
band,
Smith,
or being Jennifer Lopez, though.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like because you could sort of say, oh, Kylie Minogue.
Yeah,
yeah. Because
but Jason Donovan.
I'd say like that was a transfer. Justin Timberlake.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
He's probably the best one.
Yeah.
He was a singer first, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, but it's the same with Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
Same with Gary Neville.
Jared Leto apparently is really, really weird. Like, he wears, like, white gloves when he's at, like, gigs and stuff and won't let anyone touch him. Like, he's a completely vegan. Like, he's a bit of an oddball, I've heard.
I don't like him, then.
Well, he was also a model. He's done very well for himself.
I like him.
Yeah. Anyway.
There was also that girl from Something, Something and the Somethings. You know who it is.
You're talking about
Juliet Lewis.
Yeah.
I went to watch them at a festival, and at Reading Festival they were on, and like she jumped out into the crowd, and like someone, and this is going to sound like someone around me, grabbed her, either her boob or her behind, and she turned around and was like right in front of me, and she whacked me.
Thought it was you?
Yeah, she thought it was me, and she hit me.
Wow.
And then she went back.
When Keanu Reeves' band played at Glastonbury, literally, they just got absolutely pelted. I thought it was really weird, he was just the bass player. Like, I thought, if you're going to have Keanu Reeves in your band, like, make him the front man.
What's wrong with being a bass player?
No, nothing. But I thought, if you were Keanu Reeves and you were in my band, I'd probably say, we'll get you some singing lessons, even if you can't sing, we'll make you the front man. But he was just the bass player, so he was kind of like stood at the back.
That's like, kind of how you roll though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, style over substance.
Yeah, definitely. But he literally, like, they just had like beer cans like hitting them through the whole set, and like people just going mental, like just throwing loads and loads of stuff at them. And like he didn't really know any better, so he just came on stage, he was like, absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Like, loved it. He's like, all these beer cans were hitting me on the head. It's like, it's because they didn't like you.
I saw an amazing thing. It was at some festival, it was like, I don't know who the band was, it was some like emo-y metal band or something, and someone from the very back like threw like a beer, and like the guy, he was like sort of stood out on the front, and like just without like dropping, like just held his hand out, caught it, drank it, everyone went mental. So cool.
Yeah, I've done that at a festival before. There was like loads of bottles flying, and I just gasping, grabbed a drink, drank it. Piss. Still not sure if it was piss or just warm cider.
And that's my least favourite thing, when people
make me drink anything. Piss.
No, I remember like when I was younger and I went to Earl's Court, I think it was, or Ali Pally, to see Arctic Monkeys, and it was just after they released, what was that song that was really a bit more chabby for them? I can't remember, but anyway, there were loads of people there that were just knobs that clearly don't usually go to gigs, and there was this girl who was really tall, and she was standing next to me, and she had like a pint of beer, and she kept getting knocked, and she was like, oh, I need to get it out of the way, being the idiot that she was, put it above her head. I literally turned around to her and said, you can have no stability up there. As I said it.
Like, say it in a really official capacity.
Yeah, well, no, what, like...
Excuse
what,
me, love, you would have no stability up there.
That's the sort of thing I say. And as I said it, and I was looking up at it, it came straight down. I wasn't wearing glasses at the time. Went straight in my eyes, soaked me. Oh, I had to go and buy, like, a £25 T-shirt because I was drenched.
The structural integrity has been compromised.
Yeah. And and it was rubbish. And now I
should be reporting you to the relevant authority.
See, I... like, I kind of felt bad about the whole chucking piss at a band thing, because...
What?
Why did you chuck piss at a band?
No, I didn't do it, but, like, I was watching Good Charlotte at Reading, and obviously, like, they were on the main stage, and everyone was hating them, and they were, like, it was just chaos up there. There was, like, every second, there was another
Good
one
Charlotte.
Going.
Did they do Casey's Mum or something?
No, it was in Fountains of Wayne, it was Stacey's Mum.
They did like Lifestyles with Rich and the Famous, but the thing which killed me about it, because I thought it was quite humorous, but then I looked around and there was this little kid, he must have been about 5 or 6 years old, watching a Good Charlotte t-shirt like, there with his dad, and he was like, what are they doing, why are they, and his dad was like, I think they're just thirsty, I think they're just really thirsty.
Oh my god, I am so emotional this morning, that's made me really teary.
God, oh, this is our first cry in a podcast.
Alright, we're okay. Oh my god,
I don't know what to do.
The rain just turned to tears.
Oh my god.
It's fine, it's absolutely fine. It's like the Morris stuff.
This is the weirdest thing that's ever happened.
That happened with Panic at the Disco as well, and they got knocked out on stage, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah, someone threw a bottle, and at Reading as well, like, they're notorious for being shit, and cracked him in the head and got knocked out.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've never been knocked out on stage.
I was...
I think I've knocked myself out.
I was at a gig where we were playing an after party for a festival, and someone bumped into the speaker and it landed on Steve Young's head.
Really?
It went down like a sack of potatoes. Yeah.
Do you want to do that bit?
What does it say? Oh, the drunk... This isn't news, though, is it?
No, but it's...
The drunkest ever performance.
Yeah, from you.
I don't want to talk about it because I'm supposed to like give off this professional kind of vibe.
Well, we did a gig once, right? Me and Owen.
So who talked
about it?
It's going to make me cry, is it?
No, it won't. It will make you speak sick. We did a gig once. It was a Sunday night. Get it? A Sunday night. And it was like really busy. We're down this
I think I know this story.
And, like, yeah, we've got so drunk. We drank a whole bottle of Sambuca. And then halfway through a song, Owen was like, I'm going to be sick. So I had the only thing I could find, which was a pint glass. He just puked in the pint glass and carried on playing.
At least you were like...
You don't get that from James Payton.
But I think that gig ended with me and you lying on the floor, didn't it? Yeah. We were lying on the floor playing our guitars and people were stepping over us to leave.
Yeah. Oops. Well, it was just too far to get to the toilet. Like, my options were either be sick in a pint glass and carry on playing, or try and make my way through the crowd and risk probably being sick in all of their vases.
Yeah.
And or pint glasses.
Yeah. You were quite, like, in your own little world when we did the Bricklayers after party that time, weren't you? Like, quite recently after Rooms of the World?
Yeah, I wasn't in the best place then, was I?
Yeah. You looked at me at one point. I've never seen such fear and panic on a man's face when you couldn't remember any of the words or chords.
Just looked at you and I'm so sorry. I don't know what's happening.
I obviously need to drink more.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, like, it's a bit different for guys and girls. Like, if guys get smashed and play, like, it can be kind of funny. It's like, lads, lads, lads. Imagine if I was... You've seen me.
I mean, there's been a couple of done with you, like the ones we used to do about 2 years ago when we used to get smashed. Yeah. And, like, you used to always just go up really high and you were like a little
cat. That was your fault. Get up there.
I'd be flame. Steph, get up there, get up there. Yeah. And then, like, I'd look around, you got up, like, started climbing the curtains and stuff.
Because I couldn't get any higher. I'd also like to say, considering the height of heels I usually wear, that's quite impressive.
It was like, but like, I'd get confused, I'd look around, like, over my shoulder and be like, where's she gone? I'm looking around, oh, there she is.
Yeah, I don't tend to get that drunk anymore. I've usually got to drive or... I don't know.
I did a gig with Matt and his trousers fell down while he was playing. And then
like a clown.
Yeah, and then in trying to pull them back up, like he fell over and I think he broke a chair with his face.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Andy at the Red Heart, he told us off for it. It was like, what the fuck is the matter with you? Pull your trousers up.
I broke a chair at a gig the other day. Like stood on it, just collapsed underneath me.
Shit.
Feel like this
weak
is...
chair rather than heavy cab.
Yeah, that's
heavy cab. I love that more than Big Red.
So just to summarise, is this news? And is there any more news that we should talk about before we...
Wimbledon's going on. There was that man with dreadlocks that won a game. I don't even know.
Has he won another one?
I don't know. But everyone's gone crazy about him. Is his name Royston Brown?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But he's German, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's been loads of, like... Because they love... Like,
he knocked out Nadal, didn't he?
Yeah, that's the press love him. Like a new character, yeah. And it's like all I've seen in the newspapers is like he likes Bob Marley and like all this sort of stuff, and it's just like, bleh.
Is he a bit of an Edgar Davids?
I don't really know what that means.
Well, he had like his own funky, unique
style.
Yeah,
didn't he? I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like we've like done the news now.
Yeah, I think we've done the news.
Okay.
Steph, you had some sex stories, but we're saving that for another day.
What?
Oh, in that magazine.
Oh. Did I? Yeah, we'll save that for another day, I think. Okay. The next one, probably.
Okay, well, we've got, like, we're going on the radio soon again. Like, we're going to have sort of potential...
Probably going to have happened by the time this comes out.
Yeah, probably will have happened. So by the time this comes out, we might already be sort of famous. Oh, and you know when you get to a certain level of fame, do you know what happens?
I've got a feeling you're going to tell us.
I'm not getting all the chicks, no, not that. That happens with... I'm out. That thing, there's a thing called a black card, and what happens is you can't ask for it, but Nando's will send it to you, and then anytime you go into Nando's, you're just allowed to show them the black card and you just eat for free.
See, things like this bother me, because like when you are at the stage, like because Ed Sheeran got one, like, didn't he? And when you're at that stage, he can probably afford to pay for his Nando's.
The same thing with,
that to us?
Clothes and...
Yeah, like
I was thinking more about the people that are eating from food banks, but there we go, we could have it as well.
Well, look at me on my high horse, thinking of the poor man. Yeah, well...
It's a new voice, I like that one.
I don't like it being associated with me, though. Oh, hello, I'm Kev.
Call me Heavy Kev.
Friend.
You!
Heavy Kev. If I was Ed Sheeran, then what I would do is I would go and I would round up all the homeless people. He's a fan of the homeless people. He's got a song about them.
Yeah.
I would go and he did a really nice story. He did, you know, them like song circle things that VH1 do.
Yeah.
Like where you go and you do a little gig and you tell stories about stuff.
Yeah.
He was saying when he wrote the A-Team, which was kind of his first like big single, he said he wrote that on the bus back from... He went and he was just down at like this homeless shelter type thing and he was just playing all these songs and he got talking to a girl. She told him this story and it was basically the story which he wrote the A-Team about. And he wrote it on the night bus home.
Blimey.
Which I think is very lovely.
So
that man a Nando's black card.
I was going to say, you've been really angry at him, but...
Yeah, well, no, I'm not angry at him, I'm angry at the man, you know? I'm angry at Nando's, but if I was him, I would go back down there and be like, guys, come with me, the Nando's is on me.
But that's the issue with it, you can't do that. Some people, because Rizzle Kicks had Nando's black cards, but they got them revoked because they were using them to like buy Nando's for friends and other things.
Again, I think they could probably afford to buy... Nando's for their friends, couldn't they? But like,
it probably could. But what I'm saying is, Ed Sheeran couldn't round up all the homeless people because they'd take his bit.
So what are we going to do about it?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do about it. I'm going to do what I continue to do about it. I've never been to Nando's.
What?
So I'm going to continue to never.
Oh, you're
to
just
Nando's.
Going to keep going to Wetherspoons, yeah?
I don't go to Wetherspoons either.
Where did you eat on Sunday?
I'm never eating there again.
Nando's is amazing. I can't believe you've never been.
No,
I went once, and I thought it was overpriced food for what was essentially a takeaway.
It's not a takeaway. It's just you eat it on a plate in there.
You can get Nando's takeaway, though.
Yeah. Should we turn this shit off?
No, I don't want to go there.
I don't
agree with their black card policy.
But I really want one.
Well, if you could have a black card for anywhere, where would it be?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Really?
HMV!
I'd have a black card for the bank.
I think it's got to be some sort of...
Can I have more money, please? I've also just realised if I turn my ring this way, it looks like a little chariot.
It does.
It does, big time.
anyway.
Loving the visual mediums.
Yeah. It would be somewhere like an actual shop as opposed to a food place, I think.
River Island?
River Island's not great for
top
girls.
Top man. Top shop.
Rude. Sorry. Yeah. No, again, although my issue with Topshop is it's too expensive for what it is, because it always gets like a hole in it after you wash it.
Mine would probably be for Allingham's.
What's
that? Allingham? It's a butcher.
Oh, yeah.
The Chapman's is surely the best butcher around. 50 quid.
50 quid from Allingham's as well.
And Chapman's, okay, let's start writing some invoices.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, would you not? So, if you can have it for a shop, could you not have it for like a car manufacturer or an estate agent?
Yeah, but how many cars are you going to have?
Well, I would get all the cars and then I'd sell them and then I'd be able to afford more Nando's.
I think you're only going to have one item from whatever place you get it from.
Oh.
That'd be rubbish. Why's the fried chicken? I can afford to buy a bargain bucket.
One drumstick.
It's Wednesday, damn.
Yeah, if only it was Tuesday.
If I can only buy one item, what's the point of having a black card?
I don't know.
This is you and your stipulation. Here's your card. You can have anything you want. Only one.
I was thinking it was going to be a food place, but then like you're the one that said I want to go to the bank, and you're the one that said I want to go to the car shop.
Yeah, well, key priorities.
Yeah.
I'm still happy with the food.
You've got to dream big, Kev.
Food-wise.
Well, I guess if it was the food, then like somewhere like the Hermitage in Hitchin.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one. Because
50 quid. Start doing 50 that. Quid. That was annoying.
Yeah, yeah. We'll invest in that as a new thing every time we mention someone's name.
Oh, there's a really nice Thai place in Hartford.
Oh, Regent's Cottage in Hitchin.
No, interested.
What?
No interested.
Like
you don't like
Chinese,
do you? Yeah, but we don't all have to have the same one.
Yeah, but... Oh, well, so we're just going to, like, see you in an hour, guys. See you in 4 hours, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where would you go, Steph? Nando's.
Yeah, I'd be quite happy with that.
See, the thing is, like, with your Chinese, like, it's all you can eat anyway. So, like, I don't know. Like, if you've got a black card, it makes me think that you could just order loads and loads of shit from somewhere.
I think the Hermitage is a good shout.
Yeah.
I've never eaten in there once, and it wasn't even, like, a full meal. I just had one prawn off Alice Bates.
One prawn?
Yeah, it was really nice, though. Yeah.
We exhausted the black card?
Yeah, apparently they only last 6 months.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then they go back. I don't know what level of celebrity you need to be, though, to get them. Like, I mean, what would be the lowest
celebrity?
Rizzlekicks is pretty low, is he?
What about that man in Hitchin that rides around dancing with a sombrero?
No, not him. But, like, for example, would
give him one.
Would, like, the guy, Steve Irwin.
I think.
Steve Irwin from EastEnders, would he have one?
Maybe in his heyday.
In his heyday, in his pomp.
Yeah.
What about Gary Lineker?
Yeah. Definitely.
Gary Neville?
No, he probably couldn't get one unless it was for walkers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but...
Jimmy Hill?
Who's Jimmy Hill?
Shit. Big chin.
on a slightly unrelated, but I guess it's kind of related, Lily Allen got turned away from that VIP section.
Take my news.
At the festival.
At Wireless.
Did she?
Yeah, so they didn't know who she was and she did the big... You're gonna, she said something like, to save me from making an embarrassing scene, I think you need to get, because it was a security that wouldn't let her in, I think you need to get a member of staff from Wireless. And they were like, no, get out. Because she got passed out at Glastonbury and was like, pap lying on the floor off her face on drugs, like her chin was all, and all her eyes were on the back of the head. And there, she had to get medically treated at Glastonbury.
She?
Yeah.
Is that a fact or have you
actual fact?
Was that before or after the Wireless thing?
Before. So I wonder if maybe that's why. Like, she's a. Lily Allen is a funny one.
I like Lily Allen.
I used to like Lily Allen, but I don't like how, what's the word, how hypocritical she is. Mm. Like, she's the first person to cut people down and then says, oh, I'm quitting music, then tried to make a comeback. It was really rubbish. It didn't really work, so she blamed her record label for releasing the wrong songs. Tells people off, like, making idiots out of themselves, and then she's got two kids and she's off her face.
Also, do you know something else? I know the main thing about...
Lily Allen.
She's got a third nipple.
Yeah, I did know that.
Yeah.
Will's dad is like obsessed with
it. Now I won't see his prick up.
And
whereabouts?
On her boob.
Oh, okay. on
her head.
Oh, I didn't know if it might be like
two
Mr.
On
Scaramanga. He's got one, hasn't he?
His is like down here.
Yeah.
No, I think he's on her boob.
Okay.
I don't think so. Usually a third nipple is like elsewhere, isn't it?
Is it? I thought there was like two together.
No. It's not a thing.
No,
I don't think so.
Oh.
Crikey, we should investigate this.
Are we going to hashtag Lily Allen in this
probably.
Podcast?
Yeah, we said some nice things about her, right?
Oh. Done.
Film trailer?
Okay.
Okay, we just watched the Craze trailer, the new Craze.
Legend.
Is it called Legend? Is it not called the Craze?
No, it's called Legend.
Okay. Looks good.
What I liked about that trailer, which I'm probably one of you two is probably going to really dislike, is that it didn't tell me anything about the film.
No, I really loved that.
Yeah, I didn't ruin it. The trailer I've seen before told me a bit more about the film, and so I was really pleased with that.
Yeah, I watched, obviously we reviewed the Terminator trailer a while back, and I went...
I love the idea that people review trailers. It's my favourite thing that happens.
It's a lot quicker, isn't it?
Never review an actual film.
But yeah, I went to watch the actual film, and...
review it.
No, but if you watch the trailer, then you've seen all the key scenes. But let me tell you an interesting thing about The Craze. When I was younger, like, people used to talk about The Craze, and I wasn't sure in my head which was The Craze and which was Crufts.
That makes for an interesting...
So what with the book? Like, what? How?
Well, I knew that, like, if... Like, sure, if someone was talking about being a gangster and things like that, like...
Ooh, The Crufts.
Well, yeah, I wasn't sure which one... No, is it The Craze or is it The Crufts?
The Crufts would be a great name for the... A couple of East End gangsters. Right, we're the Crofts.
Well, I wasn't sure, so...
Yeah, on that trailer, like, Tom Hardy plays both parts, Ronnie and Reggie. I think they missed a trick there. There's a lot of, like, twin actors out there that could have played that role.
Like who?
Well, they had, like, the Kemps, didn't they, for the first one? Have you seen that?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know if they've necessarily got the same pool as Tom Hardy.
But you've got, I don't know, the Gosses, Matt and Luke, twin actors.
Yeah, but, like, it's all well and good...
Gary and Phil Neville.
It's all well and good saying, oh, like, they're twins, but Tom Hardy, I think, is probably the best actor to play a mental, like, an absolute nutter. I don't think anyone plays a nutter better than Tom Hardy, so I'd say why not have him play both parts and do it really well and have, like, the Kemps, who, you know, they weren't terrible.
It's fine, but, like, whenever I've seen a film where someone's playing more than one part, it just makes me creep out a bit.
Ate someone else's sandwiches.
Just because I know that it's the same actor playing two parts. It's like watching a Eddie Murphy film or something. So I'm hoping that I can suspend disbelief. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I think Tom Hardy is like an outstanding actor. So. Mm.
It's like those episodes on Friends where Phoebe's sister is there, and you know it's the same actor.
I feel like they've probably done it like better, like rather than just having a blonde wig in the back of the head. I feel like they seem to have taking a bit more time to make you believe.
Okay, let's hope so.
We'll find out when we watch it.
Yeah. When's it out?
Soon.
Cool. You heard it here first. It's out soon.
Did you want to talk about your Breaking Bad stuff in this film section?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, speaking of Friends as well. I was watching Series 5 of Breaking Bad the other day, and Mr. Heckles was in it.
Yeah.
From Friends. And he doesn't seem to have aged. In fact, it's probably 20 years since he was in Friends, and he seems to have got younger.
He's a vampire.
Surely Friends can't have been 20 years ago.
Yeah.
10 years ago. Surely
when Heckles was in it, because he was only in the first sort of three seasons, I think.
Was he?
Yeah. I used to love Mr. Heckles.
Yeah.
Banging about on that.
Yeah, he seemed, like you say, really old in that.
Yeah.
But he had really white hair and everything, didn't he?
Yeah. It's really weird. Well, I don't know. What I don't understand is, like, obviously he must have been much younger when he played Mr. Heckle's character. What I don't understand is why the people in charge of Friends didn't say, "Right, we need an old guy for this." What they must have done was got him and, like, made him look really old.
Yeah.
Which is just a little bit odd, I thought.
Well, he kind of has quite a haggard face, doesn't he? So.
See, the whole casting people like to be old. And, like, if I was an old man,
what I was going to talk about. Anyway, what carry on. I'll tell you later.
Yeah, if I was an old man and I was kind of like playing someone that was like old and decrepit and like near to death, it's a bit close to the bone, isn't it? It's a bit like when they cast someone to play like a fat ugly bird. Like,
yeah.
Jesus, you don't want that role. I'm right here, guys.
Yeah. That's the whole point of being an actor, though, isn't it? You've got to have really thick skin and...
If you're going to be a fat ugly girl.
Yeah, well, no, there's a big thing at the moment like going around the internet about a lot of famous female actresses... People like Maggie Gyllenhaal, people like that, who are just breaching that gap now into being like the older kind of cast where they can no longer play and like an interesting character. They have to be a mum or like a sister.
Yeah.
And they're saying that like some of the casting calls they've had have just been like so, so sexist. And it's all really like they're like Hollywood as a whole is being investigated for like the way they request things. Things like, you know, turn up to the audition wearing basically nothing. Like if you don't look good in it, you're not going to get it. And stuff like that, whereas you never get that for a man.
We should go for an audition for a film. Like, they do open auditions, don't they?
Yeah?
Yeah, because there was one for the new Star Wars a little while ago. I can't believe we didn't go to that.
Why didn't you go to it? You could have played...
I think Jabba. I think... Thank you.
Chewbacca.
I think we should have gone, but we didn't.
Oh, you didn't tell me about it?
Well, I wasn't going to invite you anyway, because you're a little short for a stormtrooper.
Going well. I'm going to keep out of this.
We should do that. Like,
okay, the next open audition we'll go.
Well, I went for one. That's Shaun of the Dead follow-up film.
Oh, World's End.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I lived in Blackpool, and like my mum saw like an advert. I think I was about 4 or 5 years old. My mum saw an advert for like someone, like for a TV show that needed like a northern accent, and like looked like basically like they the description was basically me. She's like, "Oh my god, this is it!" So we took
northern
the bus.
Accent hat.
Northern accent hat, like yeah. And so we took the bus down to London. It like I don't know, took a couple of days or whatever. And like when we did all this stuff, and then it was time to go in, and I was really excited about it, and I was thinking, "Yeah, I'm going to do the accent." And then we got into the audition room. It's like, right, could you tell me a little bit about yourself? What's your favourite song? Should we sing a song together?
Really worth the long rush anyway.
Yeah, and yeah, apparently I just didn't say it one single word. It was almost the equivalent of when we asked Tom if he wanted to sing that song.
Just burst into tears.
Yeah. So that was my acting.
So you didn't
career.
Get the part, no?
I didn't get the part, it turned out, no.
Have you ever acted, Steph? You used to go to stage school.
Yeah, I did. I think it's just a way
A lot of people, like a lot of listeners, wouldn't know that about you, that you are a fully trained actress.
Yeah, that's what I am. Yeah, no, I used to go when I was younger, like to keep me busy on Saturdays.
So it's like babysitting rather than...
Yeah. So it's like an hour of dance, an hour of drama, an hour of singing. So it was a good 3 hours. My parents got me out of the way. Because obviously my sisters are like 7 and 9 years older than me. So yeah. I didn't have any friends. I did. And that's why I left. And yeah, that was really fun. But and I was going to do, when I applied to go to uni, I was going to do English literature and theatre. But then I did a taster session when I went to Queen Mary, and we had to, there was like this setting of like tables and chairs. We all had to go and pick a chair and become the chair.
Oh no.
And it's, you know me.
I hate all
like
that pompous shit.
Like, how do you think the chair feels? It's just a piece of furniture. And I'm sitting there like, what is this? And there's all these like wanky like people around me. Like just, oh well, I feel like this chair was made from this. My eye really hurts. We made with.
Yeah. Is this method acting?
Yeah. Like, this chair was made from this part of wood, from this part of the forest. It's probably got this feelings in it. My chair feels, like, despondent. How does a chair feel despondent? Like, no, acting was not for me.
Wow. You don't see many people winning Oscars for playing chairs, though, do
no,
you?
No, but it's that kind of thing. Like, it's just the fluff. Like, I don't know. A lot of actors who I think are really good didn't get trained, like, classically or anything like that, so...
Yeah, you sort of always sort of, I think all of us sort of deep down sort of think, you could probably do that. You could just walk into an audition to become famous, but I don't think you can. I think you probably
do. That's happened for the two, because that's what they did for Star Wars, isn't it? They cast two unknowns.
Yeah, but they were probably still trained. Do you know what I mean?
I thought that was the whole point. They just wanted normal people.
Yeah, it's just they're not famous, but I don't think they're, you know, they probably still went to stage school.
Have you ever watched the film Kes?
Yeah.
Like,
A Kestrel for a Knave?
Literally the most boring, depressing film I've ever watched. But Will was like, it's about Yorkshire, we've got to watch it. So he agrees though after he saw it. Like, so we watched it, and the kid from that was just a normal kid that they just kind of picked off the street. And there's that horrible scene, obviously, at the end. And throughout like the film, he trained with these different birds. And the director told him that they'd actually killed the birds, so all of that reaction was real.
Really?
Yeah, that's pretty harsh to do to like an 8-year-old kid or whatever it was. Yeah. But. There's an interesting fact for you.
That wouldn't have worked in Jaws, though, would it?
Probably not, no.
I saw that shark yesterday, speaking of Jaws. Like,
what do you mean?
I was watching, like Why the 90s was really good, and it had that...
Of course you were.
It was a TV show called Why the 90s were really good, or something like that. The Decade That Changed the World, I think it was called, and it had that shark in a fish tank. Like, you know that shark?
Oh, what, the...
Damien Hirst's one.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
I don't think I've really seen how massive it is. I saw it, actually, on the telly in a gallery.
And sharks are big.
Yeah, but I don't know. I presumed it was just like a little thing. But we should go and see that at some point.
Where is it?
I don't know. Somewhere.
Somewhere, okay. God. Somewhere coming soon.
Speaking of that, can I tell you about this now?
Yeah, what is that?
Okay, so we were talking about humans the other day. You can't look.
Oh, okay.
We were talking about humans the other day and saying that like robots and stuff would become real.
Yeah.
They are now currently developing sex robots. So, like, you know, obviously you have the really hyper-realistic, like, sex toys and stuff and dolls and stuff at the moment. They're, like, 3,500. The Rolls Royce, called Real Doll.
Is that a serial number or a price?
A price, I'm afraid.
Oh, okay.
I'll get you a serial number later. Right. And now what they're doing is implanting chips into these robots so that basically you can have a conversation with them. And just pop out a chip. You can have a conversation with them, like, they react to you. And the only thing they don't have is... like morals, basically. So you can get them to do anything. And that's an actual thing that's coming out soon. And because it's Cosmo, they're complaining about the fact that they have really, really realistic ones.
Well, if the only thing men. They don't have is morals, is there a chance they go on a murderous rampage?
No, no, I can't remember where it is, but...
Do they abide by the Asimov laws of robotics? if not, then I'm out.
I haven't got that far into it, but basically they're in development, but the male version is a lot less realistic than the female version. So they're basically saying that the female version has like heaters and ways to create moisture, shall we say, and things like that, and you can choose like the colour of the eyelashes and other body hair, etc., water size boobs. And the men, they're complaining, only have a vibrating penis and don't ejaculate.
Nice.
Which I don't
That'd
really...
be weird.
Yeah, I don't understand what...
Some battery acid.
Oh, wow!
That's what it's like.
But obviously the moral issue is, will people then just, like, end up having relationships with these sex dolls and, like, human relationships, as we know, stop? So I just thought it was really interesting because we're talking about humans.
No, because they look a bit freaky.
Yeah, but they're the rubber... These are the...
They're the rubbish ones, though, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you can get ones without arms or legs, which are a lot cheaper, which is kind of strange.
Oh, wow,
but
kinky.
There you go.
Okay.
On that note, see you next week.
Glad we covered this. Okay.
Okay, game.
Oh,
what is
we
it?
We need to do a game jingle now, are we?
I think I just did it.
Okay, done.
Game. We'll play your game again, Steph, shall we?
Yeah.
How does it work?
Shag, marry, cruise. So there's no out of killing someone or avoiding them. I think that's the normal one, isn't it? So you have to have sex with one of them, marry one, which includes, like, obviously spending your life with them, having children,
etc.
etc. And then go on a cruise with one. So no funny business, no monkey business, but 2 weeks solid of their company.
Okay.
What, no funny business? Have you ever been on a cruise?
With me. Okay, well, sticking with the James Bond theme, in fact, what have we got? We need to change one of these to him.
No, because he's not an actual Bond.
Okay.
Yet.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'd say Sean Connery, Roger Moore, Daniel Craig.
I would marry Daniel Craig. I'd take Sean Connery on a cruise because I think he'd be really interesting and really fun. So then I would have sex with Roger Moore, I guess.
Owen?
See, I would be a little bit more, maybe not conceited, contrived? I would be a bit...
You love being contrived.
Yeah. See, what I would think is that Sean Connery can't have that long left, can he?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
So I'm thinking maybe if I married him, I'll we can do whatever for a few years and then I'll just live the bachelor lifestyle.
You're basically a Playboy bunny.
Yeah, I'll be a Playboy bunny. So, yeah, I'd marry Sean Connery. I think I'd take Roger Moore on a cruise because I'm pretty sure he could tell me about the stars.
Do you know about the stars?
Was that a different Moore?
Yeah.
Which
one? That was Patrick Moore. And he's dead.
They must be related though, right? Okay, well, I'm sticking with it because I think he'd be wise and he could tell me stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, I mean...
Wait, can you just verbalise the last bit for me?
So I guess I'd spend the evening in the company of Daniel Craig.
Having sex with him, right?
With my husband.
I guess so, yeah.
See, I'm a big fan of Roger Moore, so I'd probably marry...
More so or less so than Patrick Moore?
More so. So I'd probably marry Roger Moore. But then I'm a bit worried about... Well, we'll say that I'll sleep with Daniel Craig, but I'm so worried.
You're going to have to keep your husband
and
in check.
And I'm going to go on a cruise with Sean Connery. But what upsets me is the idea of like Roger Moore finding out that I'm doing these things behind his back. And I just don't want to break his heart.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going on the cruise, then that's fine. There's no funny business.
I just don't think Roger would understand. Like, how would you feel?
Why would you marry him then?
Because I have to. But like, if I'm married to, I think he would. I think he'd be really angry. He'd be really upset. If I married Roger Moore tomorrow, and the next day he found out that I was going on a cruise with who everyone else says is the better James Bond, he'd be like,
you'd just do it the other way around. You'd go on the cruise first, and then you'd marry.
Okay.
Yeah, see?
I'd have
He'd
to have
probably be shaken, not stirred.
There it is. Okay, should we do Bond Girls?
Okay, yeah. All day long.
Right, we've got Terry Hatcher, Halle Berry and Denise Richards, which are three weird ones, but because we're not massively into Bonds, are we? So they're probably our three most relevant ones.
I would request all three of them to be at all three events.
You're a dick. Terry Hatcher I used to love in, like, when I was younger, in that Superman, did you see her in that?
She's Lois Lane. Mm.
Yeah, I used to be obsessed with her. She was probably like, yeah, so I'd marry her.
I don't like Terry Hatcher because she reminds me of a Who, like her nose is a bit, and also my
problem
is
Horton
I
is a
can't
who?
No, like as in like the Grinch.
Oh right.
I can't separate, like if I know somebody's done something I don't like in real life, I can't get rid of that. So like Terry Hatcher is known for, like, nobody spoke to her on the set of Desperate Housewives. Like, she caused loads of arguments, and it was just a general bitch. So, sorry.
You really put me off her.
Oh, I don't mean to. You can marry her. It's fine.
I won't be coming to the wedding.
Was she a basic bitch?
No, she wasn't. She wasn't. Kate Moss didn't have anything to say to her. Denise Richards, I would probably marry, but then I also know that she was with Charlie Sheen, wasn't she, for a very long time. That makes me...
My favourite thing about her is that she was Christmas. She was called Christmas, wasn't she, in the Bond? And he said, but I thought Christmas came but once a year.
Yeah.
And that's why I'd marry her.
So, like, who are you... Like, none of us have done any of them. So I'm marrying Terry Hatcher. I'll spend the night with Denise Richards because she's the youngest one out of the three.
I like the way you say spend the night.
Do you think she's younger than Halle Berry?
I think so.
Halle Berry was in a shark film, so yeah. I think I would take her on a cruise and talk to her about that, and I would have a really drunken one-night stand with Terry Hatcher.
I think
probably
I'd marry Halle Berry.
Kick your ass.
I'd marry Halle Berry, spend the night with Denise Richards, and take Terry Hatcher on a cruise.
What would you do with Denise Richards on that evening?
Whoa.
Well, I don't think that's appropriate. To
Jesus Christ. Have you seen that film Wild Thing?
Yes.
Yes.
That's why I'm spending the night with Denise Richards.
Okay. Is Neve Campbell going to come too?
Although,
but I thought if Christmas I married... came, but what?
If I married Denise Richards, she has wonderful hair, so maybe we could have a child. Oh, no, that wouldn't work, would it?
You could have a child.
Okay, so we'd have a child, and it'd have beautiful hair.
Okay.
Because it would combine your beautiful hair.
Well, no,
if you want,
that,
you should just have a baby with Ian Johnson.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, let's wrap it up.
Okay, don't do that.
I was wrapping stuff up.
All right. Yeah, hit us up on breakfast.bad@outlook.com. Speak to us on the Twitters @breakfast_bad. Find us on Audioboom.
Like, actually do this. Like, everyone listens to the end, but they obviously don't, and they tell us separately. So it'd be nice.
I had a really weird experience the other day. I had, I'm going to give them a shout out because it turns out they're avid listeners, Jamie Collings and Mr. Graham Letford. They came round and we would be talking about things like throughout the course of the evening, and Letford would be like, oh wait, no, you didn't tell me that. I just heard you say it on Breakfast.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, I have that a lot with people.
Yeah, that's quite nice.
It's really weird.
I like it, but then I worry because, like, I don't necessarily pay attention to what I say most of the time. And then sometimes I listen back to these and I think, God, I shouldn't have said that.
I've listened to some earlier episodes.
I get this good thing where I do the editing, so anything that I say is stupid, I just take out.
I notice that. There's some things that I can't wait to hear. Or like a little like snarky comment you've made and you've taken it out. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I'll just leave everything that you guys say in there.
Yeah, cheers for that.
Welcome. Is that the wrap up?
Yeah, yeah. Basically, we want to get to number one on Audioboom. So, like, we'll tell them about the release dates. We're going to try and release every Monday and Wednesday from now on. So, like, you can get it on Audioboom and iTunes on Monday and Wednesday, which means if you all get it on Monday or Wednesday, we'll probably get to number one. Like, because we've been number two. Like,
number one.
Yeah, we want to be number one, don't we?
Yeah.
That's what we've never been number one?
No, we've only ever been number two.
Okay. So what you're saying is if they get to this point and they're not haven't blown their brains out already, then they should go back and listen to it again.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Cool.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.